Hey, my name is Erica, and this is Come Trauma Dump With Us. I started this podcast because I wanted to create a safe space to unpack everything that we've been forced to carry alone or shamed into holding it in until we can't handle it anymore. I know what it's like to go through the depths of hell alone, drowning while everyone is watching, judging, or pretends to look away to avoid having to deal with any of it themselves. There are so many of us forced to struggle with things we never saw coming, burdens that were never ours to begin with, abuse we should have never endured, and breaking free from cycles started way before we were born, breaking free from the addictions we turned to in order to cope with all of that. Not all of us were lucky enough to come from families with love and support as our foundation. If you're anything like me, you suffer from so much neglect and trauma that your brain went on the fritz from being stuck in survival mode all the time in its early development years, making it almost impossible to maintain healthy relationships with loved ones. So being able to open up to someone you trust and receive advice and the care you need seems like a fairy tale. My main goal here is to create a space where people can share without the fear of being judged, gaslit, dismissed, or feel the need to lie, taking the path of least resistance. These will be real stories about survival, growth, breaking cycles, addictions, domestic violence and abusive relationships, and what it takes to rebuild yourself because healing isn't pretty, but it is powerful. My life has been a train wreck from the very beginning. And without going into full detail, let's get into what brought us here. Growing up, my siblings and I were constantly left alone with no food, sometimes no water, medically neglected, and exposed to sexual abuse. Our grandparents were the only reason we made it through our childhood. My sister and I had to work while we were still in school to help our mom make ends meet, and it still wasn't enough. Our basic needs and safety were never prioritized and left us constantly in survival mode instead of just focusing on school and learning to navigate life. We were pretty smart kids, too. I mean, we were pretty great. We were in band and orchestra, ROTC, color guard. We were pretty fucking awesome kids. But life got the better of us, and we had to figure it all out on our own, which is not good when you never had guidance to begin with. I dropped out of school, got pregnant at 16 after my first suicide attempt, and went to live with my grandmother where things sort of stabilized. At 18, I started burning out from working two jobs and as a newly single mother and started hanging out with a friend from high school who used that as a good reason to introduce me to meth. In the next 2 years, I quickly spiraled and fell deep into my addiction and became homeless. If I would have had anyone that I can talk to about what I was going through who could yank me out of whatever fucked up shit I was walking into, my life would have gone in a whole different direction. I've always been a good person, and nothing I went through has ever hardened my heart, but I could have saved my children and I so much trauma if I just had one person care about the trajectory of my life enough to guide me back on the right path. All I ever had were opportunists looking for a quick come up and rubberneckers to the train wreck of the life I was living. My love triangle with addiction and recovery would take place over the next 10 years of my life, along with surviving domestic violence, being admitted into rehab, having 4 more pregnancies resulting in 5 more children, and becoming the main provider for them. Once I started working, I quickly stepped into leadership roles and started finding my footing in a male-dominated field, which is super empowering, but left me in a position where I still found something to pour myself into that wasn't my family. Sure, I love my babies, but it was easier to bury myself in work instead of figuring out how to be a mom. Without healing from anything I went through, I eventually people-pleased myself into a hole I couldn't get out of. Everything I built slowly started to unravel until my life started spiraling out of control. And when I had no choice but to surrender, I came into my relationship with God, and all the pain and suffering to me was worth it. I don't know about everybody else, but to me, finding God was the most relieving part of my life. I finally feel peace now. If anything I said today felt relatable, or if you need to put down what you've been carrying alone for so long, then you are exactly where you're supposed to be. I don't know where this will lead to, and hopefully with time, I will eventually find my footing with this podcast. If you want to become a guest or possibly become a part of this permanently, please email booking@cometraumadump.com. If you have any advice or suggestions for a first-time podcaster such as myself, feel free to email me as well. Again, this is not going to be some pre-rehearsed, perfectly scripted retelling of stories. Although I did script this first introduction, everything after this will be raw, unedited, and unfiltered. Emotions will be heavy, jokes will be dark, and input may or may not be sensitive. Well, that's it for now. Come back for episode 1. I promise to get it recorded ASAP. Bye. God, people are going to hate me for that. Bye. But, oh well, I love it. Bye.